Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates, the legends over at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. For some reason, if you're doing a Feb fast or something like that, or just for a little break off the booze, get yourself a fucking Heaps Normal in ya.
This festival season, be the talk of the town with some witty banter. When everyone else is pissed, you're not. And you can remember everything and be the king of the conversation. Get around it.
Hardest one to say no to is the first one. So if you're going out for a night and you want to stay bloody cool, calm and collected, triple C, 300 like the Romans, Kanye West lyric there for you, Heggy. Get yourself on the Heapses. They've got a whole range. They've even got a bloody stout, non-alcoholic stout. Never would I have imagined a world where there's a delicious non-alcoholic stout. But Heaps Normal have done it for you. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck it duty-free at checkout and get free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm thankfully in a room by myself right now in the little office at home. The rest of the time when I'm in my house, in a mask.
Yeah.
Everyone here is fucking crook except for this bloke. And for some reason, it's fine for them to walk around.
What are they crook with?
Oh, the old Rona.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nostalgic illness now, isn't it?
It sure is. Look, I haven't even hit this Cardi B clip for ages.
Coronavirus!
But, my wife's crook with it. The kids just have a line on a fucking plastic test strip.
Yeah.
But it seems to have given them more energy.
Yeah, okay.
They are fucking...
Yeah, good stuff, mate.
Man, little kids and coronavirus, 45 minutes tops. But it's knocked my wife around and I've got to stay good. There's fucking jobs to be done.
I would have liked to get it just to have a week off, not just have a week in a room by myself and be sick when it was at its fever pitch.
Yeah, when it was
fun. Not now, obviously.
Yeah, the one time I got it was one day into the comedy festival best of run 2022. So I just lost 7 shows. Who knows how much cash? No one gave a shit. I had a tickly throat for fucking 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I'm not letting that happen again. The only reason I got it, I had to fucking sit inside with everyone, like now. So I've got the windows open, a fan on, telling everyone to fuck off.
Throw out all the tests. Find all the tests in the house. Get rid of them. Yeah. None of you will ever get it again. Grow up.
The old Trump method. I like it. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I just got back from a Sunny Coast / Newcastle trip. I'd chalk it up as a triumph, I think. Mostly good gigs. One terrible one, actually. I went on a... canal cruise with comedy's Jacques Barrett.
Yeah.
It was in Malolabar. And I just got stared at by about 15 people on this boat. And
then canal cruise? A lot of that. Cruise?
Yeah. Had to sit down. It'd be like getting up at a restaurant, going over and abusing some people, and then going sitting at your table and pretending you've never done it. Because you just got to sit there like a dickhead. There's no separate room. Like either in the, you know, tiny little boat, like a little Japanese fishing boat.
I would have just gone in.
Just dive over.
Yeah, but I would have cut myself first, like the bloke in Predator. Just stand I would have just taken a knife across the chest
yep.
and let the bull sharks finish me off.
Yeah. Well, there was a shark mid-set, actually. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Everyone turned around. And the fin had gone by then. Big one. And the girl running it goes, that's a crab pot. I said, I know what a fucking crab pot is. This was a fin. This is mid-set. This is how badly it was going. A conversation about potentially seeing a shark was more interesting than anything I could ever have said. So anyway, that's where we are.
Yeah, it's never a good sign when you turn into fucking river tour guide halfway through.
Yeah.
Fucking Ranger Stacey halfway through a comedy set. Mate, I got to do a beer fest on the weekend while my sons were inside just getting COVID off my wife. Yep. I got to escape for a few hours, came back in between, got dinner sorted, went back for the second half. Good bloke, I know.
Here he is.
But well, someone's
is that necessary to chuck that in?
Well, I've been saying it a lot. When they're all asleep, I whisper it at them.
Yeah.
And don't forget
what I've done for you.
Fucking sorted it out. Didn't have to. Could have stayed there, getting maggot. Only had stayed on the bloody, took some heapses with me.
Here he is.
Because I knew I was going to have to be a fucking dad first, a fun bloke second.
Yeah. Probably so entertainer third.
Smashing the heapses in the tent, which was nice. But Beer Fest, there's a show at 12:30, 2:30, and then a show at 5:30 and 7:30. And they're two separate crowds. So crowds come in from 11 till 4
yeah.
and then 5 till 9.
Yeah.
And 12:30, unbelievable crowd. 2:30, great crowd. 5:30, I reckon everyone at Beer Fest, their first beer that day was not when they got in the gates for Beer Fest.
Yeah. Preloading.
The 7:30 show, there was just a bloke, the two people did shoeys. Someone was just smoking a vape openly in the tent.
What in the crowd?
Yeah.
Like a crowd member put
yeah.
beer in a shoe and drank it.
Yeah.
I thought and that's then, like a misguided celebratory method for fucking lowies, like on a stage perhaps. But in the crowd, that's crazy. Was everyone look at me? I'm about to do a shoey?
It has become, because of Daniel Ricciardo and Tai Tuivasa, obviously, F1 driver and UFC heavyweight, for some reason, the shoey has become a thing now. Like I've seen a lot of American comedians when they've come to town,
yeah,
have just been chanted at to do a shoey until they do
one. Disgusting. Yeah, I remember when comedy involved more telling jokes than fucking doing stunts.
And then stand there with your back to the
gone.
Crowd. Everyone put their torches on.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Your favorite. Now your favorite way yeah. to win.
Now you just got to impregnate a woman or lose weight. Round of applause. Brilliant.
I'm trying for both.
Anyway, on the gig front, I don't want to bang on too much. I'm at Adelaide Fringe from Tuesday the 5th of March and a lot of spare tickets if anyone wants to get along there. also this weekend, Quinbyon two nights and Gundaroo one night doing a split show with Chris Ryan called Future Classics.
Boom.
Where we try new material. And see what happens.
Well, I've heard
so
yours.
So far, pretty good.
You sent me a trial a month ago, and your Grogan tour going everywhere all over Australia is looking in tip top shape. Get along to
there.
See Heggie on his Grogan tour. LukeHeggie.com for tickets. And Heggie, we're on the road. Mid flight brawl.
Damn straight.
Melbourne, April 20. Perth, May the 4th. Be with you, as you always say. But May 4th.
Don't ever say that again.
Yeah, oh, man, it's your tattoo. But, We're Melbourne, April 20, Perth, May 4th, and Brisbane has just been announced on our Patreon, so they're going to get first crack. If you want to get tickets, midflightbrawl.com, or get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. By the way, this week, I'm getting sent a lot of air rage videos. People are, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they're popping up.
There was one in Japan, there was a few in the US, someone getting tackled on an Emirates flight. It's happening.
Yeah, okay. I think they come to you. Last week I got a lot of Jadens. Yeah, there were a lot of Jadens in the news last week.
Yeah.
It is that time. I think we're in prime Jaden time because when it became
good on
popular,
you, Jaden.
Yeah.
They're all turning 20 to 25 now, these blokes, and that's when you make the news.
Yeah, and one of the Jadens.
Like a comet.
I did see that.
Blazing across the evening sky.
Although he was attempting a triple backflip
on a motorbike.
Somersault on a BMX or something, wasn't he? So,
on a motorbike. He was the first one to ever pull it off.
Yeah, and the last.
I would have left it at that, but it was a Jaden Icarus. That's those Red Bull Krusty Demons types.
Yeah.
Live fast, die young.
Yeah.
But they're bloody going for it.
Oh, man, I didn't mind that. I think good on them. It's all right. It's better than the alternative sometimes.
What? Just getting old and fucking boring. No one wants that shit.
Yeah.
Give me a triple backflip any day.
Yeah.
I told you, my great-grandma lived to 102. Stories, boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Give me a triple backflip attempt any day of the week.
Yeah. I mean, in their 20s is young, but that's when it happens. Man, we'd better boot on. We've got a ram-packed episode, and let's do one.
Cracking ep. And if you're watching the vid on YouTube, of course, this is just the intro. Fully recorded video ep is coming up from the Acast Studios in Sydney, but we're down the line from each other for the intro. And, of course, each week, the Zoom background that Heggy always has with an interesting past. There's three little kids in this. Pick Heggy, don't give me any bad news.
No, it's nice to have a good...
One in the middle at the back looks like one Luke Heggy.
Yeah, well, it is. This is the infamous Skivvy children photo, which I have framed. Well, it's at my brother's joint at the moment. There's going to be a big fight about it in the future, I can tell you that much. At Slaughter Falls, JC Slaughter Falls, near Mount Cutha. Beautiful little rainforest, not far from the city. So, you know, the weirdos can commute out there. And a few little fucking mishaps happen up there.
At Slaughter Falls.
Some bones were found a few years ago. Slaughter Falls, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was some slaughtering there about 5 years ago. Not much info about the Vic, but, you know, things happen. Mount Cutha, though, beautiful place. If you're in Brisbane, get up there and have a look.
A John Doe. Is it a John Doe situation? Parts, pieces?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
On the HBA ad. Rip your guts out.
There's a few John Does up there. Like, it's not remote by any stretch, but it could pass as such if you're walking through.
Yeah.
Easy to get lost. Take it easy up out there.
How'd your parents not get done for cruelty making three children wear fucking turtlenecks in Brisbane?
When turtleneck skivvies, cords and desert boots. Circa 1982, that was normal. We didn't even have to. I mean, it wasn't quite. It was just on the tail end of normal.
Yeah.
We got shit immediately as soon as it got framed and put in the entrance to our house.
If you saw that combination on an adult man in any CBD now, a fucking SWAT team's coming in quick.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just turn him upside down, take his lunch money just out of habit. It's accidentally.
Well, let's get into the ep. Again, if you want to see us on the road, midflightbrawl.com, Heggy's tour, Grogan, kicking off in Adelaide ASAP, lukeheggy.com for those tickets. Enjoy the episode.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right. This week, episode 207, they said we'd never make it. Ryanair.
Oh, good start.
Yeah. July 16, 2023.
Oh, fuck again. Hold on. Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.
We're talking Malaga to Manchester.
Beautiful. So,
you know. Pretty sure you can predict what's going on here. Amy Aspinall, 41. Amy's Instagram has a biography.
Oh, all right, here we go. Let's get the dinger ready.
Salon owner.
Oh, hold on.
Creative cutting. Stylist. Specialist. Trainer. Editorial. Fashion. Bridal. Director of Artisan Salon.
More tea!
Busy.
Oh, real busy. Mainly just logging on to express how grateful she is
to
have everything she does. A lot of gratitude on the internet.
Yeah.
That's one of the internet's most prominent fucking emotions, I would think. It's gratitude.
Gratitude, yeah.
I mean, there are diaries about it. There's postings about it. Everyone's grateful.
Yeah.
Real grateful. We're all grateful. I'm not.
To me, gratitude. I'm the same. A gratitude diary to me is a real fucking grit in the teeth. God, I'm fucking so lucky for everything I have.
I fucking love my wife. Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Everything's going superbly.
Some of us don't need to yell it. Some of us are too busy sorting shit out to be grateful 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
A lot to be grateful for. She's got, you know, besties, salon, a kid. And I think it's appropriate as a time for any of us to pause and reflect, really, about what we have in this world, intangible goodness. Although the material stuff plays a part as well for Amy. Don't worry about that. Plus, specialist. That was one of her things. In what, Amy?
That's the best bit about being a specialist.
A specialist,
What did she say?
Stephen Seagal.
Artisanal
artisan salon. Specialist. Fuck off.
You're saying she's the KC fucking Ryback of haircuts.
Well, specialist doesn't mean anything anymore. Mm-hmm. Used to have some meaning. A lot of these words have just been hijacked.
Yeah.
Because the internet's running out of fucking words that people know. They just take them and use them for gratitude and whatever the fuck else they're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mate, speaking of Seagal, got to watch the last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, in Melbourne, we had the live broadcast from South Bank outside Crown on the Friday. So on the Thursday, Crown offered us all, do you want a room? Fan Fever like, no, why would we do that? We'll stay at home with our kids. And I'm like,
give me the room. I'll have three rooms, thank you.
Give me doors in each one.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just run laps, do shuttle ones. Got some room service, watched, could do anything with my time. I had a night to myself. Got room service, 9 go, I think.
Yeah.
Under Siege 2. Boom.
Okay. Never seen it. I think I saw
the one on the train.
No, I never saw it.
Under Siege
first
is the one on
the boat.
Yeah, on the boat.
I saw
a
boat. I couldn't tell you what happened, but yeah.
Yeah.
Saw a boat.
By the way, we both know that the term is ship, but we're just saying boat.
Yeah.
So people that work on ships.
Fuck them. Casey Ryback now. We've covered him, haven't we, in our larrikin thing or not? He's come up.
Seagal.
He's come up, Seagal.
He's busy.
Just getting around in moo-moos, accepting awards in Russia and fucking.
Soy sauce hair.
Yeah. And like pedophile reactor light glasses. He's got those blue tint.
All the yellow, yeah.
Some fucking alarm bells there. Thomas Bromley, on the other hand, the other protagonist in this story, 35-year-old, special friend of Amy. She's very grateful to have him.
Of course.
His bio says Thomas Bromley.
Oh.
I like a man whose bio is also his name.
Yeah. Oh, so hold on.
Bio, Thomas Bromley.
He put the – oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do?
I thought
Nick
you were –
Cody.
Brand O'Connor.
Brand O'Connor. Got to think of what's best for Brand O'Connor. Brand O'Connor didn't go as well as Brand O'Connor could have. It was like Jesus Christ or Prince, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Ted Bundy. Don't need a bio.
No.
Thomas is a bald muscle man.
You say that is a bad thing, but it's the only way we'll ever get an acting job.
What?
We won't out-act an actor. They'll be like, where's the self-tape? Fucking Luke Higgy.
Oh, you're talking about your policy about, for sure. Yeah.
We need to know what you look and sound like. Copy-paste a YouTube link, fucking boom.
Yeah.
Nick Cody, have a squiz at that.
Yeah.
That's what you'll get. In the flesh, baby. Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, about 90% of actors are just that anyway. They don't have much range.
Yeah.
Even a lot of famous ones.
Same. Oh, I've said this before. Denzel Washington, my favourite actor, but I don't know any character name.
Yeah.
I just look at it as like the Ernest goes to camp, Ernest goes to school.
He's
I'm like, Denzel's a cop.
Yeah.
Denzel's Malcolm X.
It's got to be the same at home. Like he's got to be the same character as he actually is.
My man, a lot of that.
Thomas, bald muscle man, which I've always found to be strange bedfellows, baldness and muscles. Like fucking milk and honey now, always together seemingly, but why? Steroids,
you know
make you go bald quicker.
Mm. Oh, any of my mates that lost their hair early said it's because of too much testosterone.
Mm. Oh, you think they're fucking, that's the company line?
100%. And it's also mates of mine that have all girls.
What?
It's all testosterone, mate. Too much testosterone. That's who makes girls.
Oh.
Too much testosterone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might want to have a look at that, mate.
Fuck.
You don't seem to be able to have one.
I'm fine.
Yeah. How's your vagina? I
will say that is my biggest problem.
A lot of people spin. Well, you did just go to Taylor Swift. I love the spin on that.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. I don't know. I spoke to a barber once. He said it was hats. That's what's making young blokes go bald, rubbing.
Really?
Too many hats. That's a cool joke from God, isn't it? Skin cancer or baldness, your choice,
yeah,
your move. But they also, baldness will showcase your neck and skull muscles. These guys, you know, bald blokes are like little men money, bald blokes muscles. That's how. That's the way the world
Little is. Bald blokes.
Little bald blokes, both.
Unstoppable. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He got the muscles and the money.
Yeah.
And the photo shoot in Vanity Fair or something, yeah, dressed like a cowboy in a F-150. Fuck. Wondered why people were making fun of him.
Yeah.
It's all there, mate. Have a look at the photos.
Fucking hijacking masculinity at one stage of their lives. But you know what this guy, Thomas Bromley, could use?
Oh, no. He needs a little trip.
Well, I don't know if there's a specialist here, but yeah.
Stefan.
Stefan should have moved into that bald stuff.
Oh, like advanced hair, yeah.
Anyway, if people care about skin cancer, Greg Chappell hats instead of baseball caps, we'll see on the youth pretty much across all levels of bloke now, baseball caps, everyone's got them. Do you know, my kids started a new school, there's no hat policy, they don't care. My high school, don't have to wear a hat. What do you mean you don't have to wear a hat? Put a hat on. They said we don't have to. What the fuck does that even mean?
Like one kid's probably said, are you listening to your kid or the actual school policy?
I've walked past the school. Wow. No hats. Just cruising around, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you used to not be allowed outside.
Oh, of course.
And fair enough. And this is how far we've come.
No hat, no play.
Oh, the kids don't like hats. We asked them what they thought. Fucking hell. Anyway, look forward to that in 30 years. Sorting out skin cancer on the youth again.
Get the father-son discount. Yeah, I'll shop a docket on the back of the Woolies
receipt.
I'll
probably be all right. I've worn a hat my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Big ones. Not a lot on his socials, which I like, but there is one photo of him kissing a budgie. You know, thugs like to show off a sensitive side. Every now and then I've heard chicks dig it. Not too much, though. You don't want to cry in public or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes they'll do something. So, like bikies giving out soft toys to poor kids in little towns and stuff. So, they're all right. They're fucking decimating this joint with meth. Yeah. No, they're all right. They're nice guys deep down. He's got a fuck. He just saved a kitten and fucking bash four blokes on his way home.
My Taylor Swift videos will be doing some heavy lifting when I punch someone at a UFC pub day.
Here I am at Taylor Swift.
Hold on, I was singing Shake It Off a few weeks ago, Your Honour.
Exhibit A. some little wristbands.
Need a friendship bracelet.
Yeah. Would you like a friendship bracelet, Your Honour?
Yeah. The cops gave me two silver ones that are attached by a chain. That was very sweet of them.
Shake those off. The articles say that these two are business owners.
No, so, you know.
Businessman or woman used to mean a bit more, didn't it? You used to have to get dressed up and go somewhere. Own a briefcase, have meetings, do lunch, that sort of shit, deals. Now you just lie in bed, call yourself a businessman. Everyone is.
Online store.
It's a fucking business. Don't have to own trousers. Half of them couldn't get into a pair, probably. Business people. One of Thomas's four Instagram posts is
I am a fan of the old fat businessman still in the shirt and tie.
I much prefer them.
But the shirt would, when they button it up, before it's tucked in, the bottom of that shirt has to be past knee.
Yeah, just get over the guts. Here's your room to move.
But I love that they're like still rocking this.
Mm.
I look professional.
Used to come home, just mow the lawn in that after work, take the tie off, mow the lawn, sit down, still in it, 8 p.m., whatever. That's changed. No briefcases anymore. Wouldn't mind a briefcase, actually. That'd be a cool thing to turn up to gigs with.
They're all on Deal or No Deal.
Briefcases.
Like pubs losing, breweries losing all their kegs.
Yeah.
People have them in the backyard as a seat.
Yeah, right.
All of Australia's briefcases are on Deal or No Deal.
You wouldn't see a briefcase on a train anymore unless it's handcuffed to someone. they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
I used to love it. My dad had one. It was sick.
Yeah, my dad had
combo,
one.
Combo, lifted up. There's all the sections. Oh, who's fucking awesome.
Is it Dan Rath has a bit about seeing a man with a backpack?
Don't know.
It's a fucking
man with a backpack, like a businessman with a
backpack.
Yeah.
Shirt and tie and a backpack.
Yeah.
No, that's
gross.
Yeah. I've got a backpack, don't worry, but I'm not wearing a fucking shirt and tie with it. It's an odd look.
Sus. Fucking Mission Impossible.
Yeah, unless there's a parachute in there.
Yeah.
After you blast out the windows in the penthouse suite.
Oh, yeah.
You got the jewels.
Yeah. Cruiser, I've seen a couple of those Mission Impossible. He's always in a suit. He's often in, like, way overdressed for what he's up to.
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, like, yeah,
often,
yeah.
You know, he's at a dinner party or something. I get it. But other times, go tactical, mate. one of Thomas's four Instagram posts is a photo of him in a suit.
Yeah.
Waist up, though. I'm guessing he's got shorts on. like a bald grammar school kid. He's so muscly. He looks like, you know, those ones who've got two extra, looks like a fucking head on each shoulder.
Yeah.
Like really big, bulbous, round.
Good traps, mate.
The shoulder is actually, not here.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
On
the fucking, actual shoulder.
Your shoulder's so big.
Chinese swimmer.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it is quite hard. Yeah. That's hard work to get the shoulders to.
Yeah. I'd say he's one of those ones. Never seen the lower half, big upper half.
Oh, skipping leg day.
No, skinny legs.
Doing shoulders again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot of them around, isn't it?
Yeah.
First world disease.
Top heavy.
Yeah.
Upside down triangles. Yeah.
They don't have to, surely carrying that weight around, or they don't really walk that, do they? Like if you walked around all day, your legs are built up to a point where you can hold up your upper body. These guys look like they're about to fucking snap.
Yeah.
But they don't really walk, do they?
My wife, she is an actor, used to do like occasional, those like school acting, but would do those school, you know, like a school presentation where a group turns up to a school and teaches them about, you know.
Sexual assault and shit.
That or, yeah, even, you know, inappropriate shit on phones, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And one of her mates fucking shredded unit but had little fucking toothpick legs. Yeah. And
trolled him.
Yeah. Oh, have I said it on here before?
I don't know about on here.
Yeah. Get to the end of the thing. Kids are crying, whatever, but there's like some year nine boys, just perfect age for this. And one of them goes, sir, how long were you in a wheelchair?
Great.
Good gear.
Very good.
Took nothing away from the presentation.
Very good.
I appreciate it. That. Yeah.
We had, when I was at school, and I have to admit I laughed. I wouldn't now, but I did laugh.
Yeah,
we had a symposium on sexism because it was an all-boys school and, you know, fucking naturally, 80s.
Got a few blokes in there to teach you about,
The Lord Mayor at the time, woman, came to this. It was a big deal. Like the whole, every boy at school was there in the evening for the symposium, and this fucking kid in my grade, I was about grade 9, prime time for this shit, question time. Stands up and goes, yes, but I like to watch the Olympics where it's faster, higher, stronger, not nearly as fast, nearly as high, nearly as strong. I was like, oh, my God, he's saying it. He's just straight out with this to the Lord Mayor, to a bunch of fucking experts on, oh, man, it went off. Huge.
Big laugh.
Big laugh, but a big fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole year detention sort of shit sorting this out.
Yeah.
I took it. Said, okay, mate, what's that now? Well done.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck doing that now.
You got to know going into one of those things.
Once you stand up, start doing it, I'm fucking doing it. We're here now. I can't just sit down and giggle or something. You're in it. The pair were coming home from their holiday in Spain. They just stayed at the La Cala Golf Spa Resort. Ooh la la. I had a look
the
at this.
The two negatives make a positive there.
Yeah.
Golf and spa combined.
Spa's good. I don't know about like an actual spa, a jacuzzi, I could leave that out. I could never get in one again and be happy.
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah.
Sauna every day.
Yeah.
Spa, yuck.
Have you been in one of those infrared saunas?
Yeah.
How are they?
It's like a fucking microwave.
Yeah.
Like you feel hot, your bones are hot and shit.
Yeah.
You're not wondering when the sweat's going to start. Fuck, I'm cooking.
Can't. Body's too busy making cancer, I reckon. that's got to be one of those.
Oh.
You can't tell me fucking.
Infrared. Yeah,
you can't tell me sunbeds are out.
Yeah.
And 2 decades later, great news, everyone.
Yeah.
We're doing fucking Mission Impossible bank lasers.
No.
That'll heat you up.
Yeah, I went in for lasted a very short time. You can play pickleball there. That's the one that killed Chandler from Friends. The resort is in the Highlands, south of beautiful gateway city Malaga. Poolside villas, swim-up bar. Water's always a bit warm and green right near a bar and a pool from my experience.
Hey, remember Townsville? You beat SAS's own Merrick Watts.
Oh, a legitimate SAS.
Yeah, operator from one end of the pool to the other.
Service.
Don't take a breath. You beat him, you're so flat.
Oh, 5 years in.
Yeah.
Would have come back. Popped up and said, what's the problem? Give me my beer. Overwhelmingly good reviews for La Cala, except for when it comes to the New Year's Eve gala dinner. Very disappointing. La Cala Golf and Spa, New Year's Eve gala.
Well, it's almost on you.
Yeah.
Don't go to a gala dinner and expect it to be.
Yeah.
Especially putting New Year's Eve in front. No one's happy to be working that.
No.
You know?
Talking my language. That's the sort of thing a cruise ship lower you'd do. Go to fucking dinner.
Captain's table on a cruise ship. Have dinner with the captain.
Well, the one I was on, the one cruise ship I was on was a Gatsby-themed gala. All the glamour. They loved it. Just as Fitzgerald would have imagined. The glitz, Pimm's and lemonade and some witty retorts at the fucking captain's table. Deck coits later on. Nah. Mostly high-volume nasally requests for fucking Jim Beam. Scapular tattoos of dolphins and butterflies and shit and blurry geckos and a 100-meter fucking buffet. Plenty of pigs at the trough.
Winnie Blues in a tuxedo jacket pocket.
Oh, fuck.
And the wife's got braids. It's all happening.
That's one thing that definitely hasn't advanced in the last 200 years. Cruise ship clientele. They were disgusting. In fact, I would have taken that. If that boat went down, I think, yeah, okay, fair enough. I'm collateral here. I'll take that. Like if I had to die to kill 2,000 of those, yeah, all right, that'll do. I hope this gets mentioned at my fucking memorial service.
Yeah, you're a cowardly terrorist. Yeah. I'm not going to do it, but if I happen to.
If I'm on it, I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm not going to put the big vest on and yell a couple words before ending it.
Oh, you'd be one of the few people to survive if there were survivors.
Mm.
Like no one is beating me in a sprint on those to the fucking jackets, or is going to be able to fucking haul themselves into a lifeboat from the water. Nah, fuck off. I'd be in there by myself. Even if I wanted to pull one of them out. Sorry, man. I tried. Should have done two less laps of the buffet.
Yeah, on the Titanic, it was Jack.
Yeah.
And now it's Jack Daniels. It's very different. Yeah. Very different cruise ship time.
Jesus. I still think about it sometimes. And I don't know. I'm never getting on one again. Both Amy and Thomas had already drunk alcohol before getting on the plane, continued to drink during the flight. What are they supposed to do? They became so drunk that airline staff became anxious, they said, about how drunk they were. The pair got so drunk.
Which, again, high watermark on these flights.
Malaga, Manchester?
Yeah. If a flight attendant, you know, that's like when they start getting nervous with a bit of turbulence.
Yeah.
You go, whoa, this is a bit.
Yeah, when you see
fucking hell.
See a flight attendant crying? Buckle up.
On one of those, yeah.
Wrap your head up in a jumper or something.
Yeah.
Do something.
But for them to go, this couple's drunk, it's like, whoa, you've seen a bit.
This is Malaga, Manchester drunk. Pair got so fucking belligerent that the crew called ahead for police assistance for when they landed. They landed, police came on board to escort them off. Officers found them both intoxicated and smelling of alcohol. Is that admissible? Like you say, you fucking listen to people say they heard a gunshot or saw a stabbing, but smelling, that can't be.
Steaming.
No. Like people don't get on the witness stand and go, I smelt this. Yeah, fuck off, you did.
Yeah, not day off. See it. Next day.
Some people can't even smell themselves. How can you trust someone's sense of smell? You're going to get an expert to say this witness is so good at smelling that they could tell that smell.
But
bullshit.
We know that. We know the booze, the reeking of booze smell.
Yeah. This is a very rare occasion for me. I went on some sort of run in my youth. I think it was those mini triathlons or something. And we were steaming the night before. It was like a three. I don't go well at them. I've only done a handful ever and they're fucking hard. But you're swimming around in Redland Bay or something, getting kicked in the head. That's the worst part. You get out and ride and then run. But it's not a full triathlon.
Yeah.
It's small. And the run, we'd only just gotten home and went straight to it. And my mate and I were running. We're running past people actually. And they were recoiling at the fucking stink because you're sweating hard. My mate had been on the rumbos all night. People just go, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
The ocean couldn't wash away
the sweat. Yeah. Rum sweat came out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. So, I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Thomas was
making me sick.
Unsteady on his feet and had glazed eyes. Police asked him to grab his luggage and he was struggling to stand, had trouble with the overhead locker. One officer had to catch his falling bag before it hit another passenger. Police approached Amy. She asked, is this really necessary? Disbelief is probably my favourite aspect of someone being apprehended. What do you do? Is this – why are you here?
You can see he can almost stand. Surely we're fine.
Once police are anywhere near you, it's too late for reason. They don't like reason. Police said she was slurring her words and said, fuck off, I've only had three drinks.
Now, we spoke about this last week. Mm. What type of fuck off?
I think once you add, I've only had three drinks, that's definitely directed at someone, not at thin air and disbelief while you're in a bad situation. She refused to stand still while being handcuffed by a female officer. She called her a name, two words. What is it? She called her a something something.
Is like, will fuck be at the start? No.
They're not both swear words.
Oh, I was...
$10 for this.
Oh. Is it body part related?
No.
Ah, I was going to say like bitch tits or something.
You got one of those words, right?
Oh. But it's not the body part. Bitch. No. Oi, bitch face. Bitch face?
No. Nah. Cruel bitch.
Cruel bitch.
Bitch is pretty old. Pretty old, isn't it? Like, no one says that anymore, do they, much?
You bitch. Yeah.
You bitch.
You only say it on the back.
Yeah. You still say B-arch. You don't hear it much.
You see it on a sticker on the back of a Hyundai XL. 99% bitch, 1% angel or whatever. Oh, yeah. You know?
Love me at my best. She continued to say, I'm a mum. And the police should be embarrassed. Good look after her mother.
That's up there with the, you know, we make fun of the Instagram account of the, you know, CEO.
Mm. Mother.
No, CEO something else, you know, CEO, business operator, keynote speaker, father.
Yeah.
They're going, fuck off. I've only had three drinks.
Yeah.
Cruel bitch. I'm a mother.
Mm. Yeah, there's a few problems with that. We should never miss.
Just trying all the clubs, though. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, mothers can do anything and still be the victim immediately afterwards. It's like anything. Like, why not? Why should they have to not call people cruel bitches and kick off?
You hear about mother's strength, you know, like
lifting a car off a kid or something.
Mm. But never mother's power. Like, I'm yet to hear of a woman fucking coward punching someone to death.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You reckon the strength only comes out of a good place rather than anger?
Well, it's a strength more than a force, maybe. You know? There's no acceleration behind the strength.
Yeah. I've never seen a car pulled off a child by anyone.
Yeah. It's not even a gender thing. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's bullshit. Thomas also resisted the handcuffs and had to be restrained by multiple officers while saying, you're an asshole. So, pretty good.
He's in a state too. Yeah. Happened to me last week, the Super Bowl Monday. I hadn't been drunk like that in years. I was almost out of my feet, like one of those leaning up against a bar going, I need this right now. Like, if for some reason they say, sorry, we've got to move this table.
Yeah.
I've got to go home.
Just lie on top of it. Fold me up.
It took about an hour just back to slowly sipping for my body to go, you're all right,
slowly sipping more beers or waters all the time.
Yeah, fight fire with fire.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Then I was fine.
Well, you believe in yourself. You can push through anything. That's all you got to do. I don't know why I've said this here. I think I thought it was relevant to something.
Hmm.
And I don't know why I've left it in, but there was I was watching a Ray White video recently. I can't remember why it's in this spot, but it is.
Yeah.
It's to do with something else. I don't know. I put it in the wrong fucking episode. It's still pretty good. Like the Succulent Chinese Meal.
Oh, this bloke.
Yeah.
You want to hear him?
It's this episode, I think. Yeah, go on.
Gentlemen, this is my real estate manifesto. E is for ethics. Oh, that's a nice headlock you got there, sir. Get your hand off my values. This is the bloke that touched my values, people.
Unbelievable. The whole thing. They do the whole thing. Different. You know how they're dancing outside their agencies and shit these days? They've tried a full reenactment of the succulent Chinese meal arrest.
Yeah.
And it's that. And it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I was on it fairly early. I imagine it's... I
appreciate that other bloke. You know, there's a guy in Western Sydney. I think they had him on the project the other week. He goes all out and these fucking insane videos where he like pulls up in a Rolls Royce and a... It's almost more shots of him at the start, his fucking watch.
He's selling real estate. Suit.
Yeah. Mm. And it's all that shit. And he's like, I know I get made fun of, but these videos get seen more than any other.
Yeah.
And he's like, people go, that's not your fucking car. He's like, I know. Mm. I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah.
I rent the car.
Oh, I like the cut of his jib.
I know.
He's admitting he's a fucking fraud. But it's phenomenal.
Mm.
The rise of the middleman is pretty fucking embarrassing. But they're... Like trying to be cool thing really fucking gets me. Amazing. They should be bad. They used to get bashed, middlemen. Used to just get fucking shamed and bashed and whatever. Now they're heroes. They're the best people we've got. They're doing seminars.
Yeah.
We all want to be one.
Yeah.
Kids are saying they want to be middlemen when they grow up. Should fucking amazing. Shameful. Anyway, I don't know why that came up, but it's there. And I got on it fairly early.
You know what I reckon it is? I reckon it's just you halfway through an episode.
Yes.
And you know it's fucking giving me the shits. You forgot?
Pretty
much. Mixed up.
There'll be something I'll say later. Go, fuck.
It'll be halfway through your Grogan tour show. You'll just start talking about a plane fight all of a sudden and go, fuck, I've the wrong document. Right.
Yeah. I can't not say anything because I've been thinking about it the whole time. I was on a fairly
early. Do you at least appreciate that he's tried something different?
Watch the whole video. I didn't want to play the whole thing because it's fucking boring.
All right.
Watch the whole thing.
All right, it gets where he is.
There's
punchable.
Even a bloopers at the end. It's fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I was on it fairly, I think my brother sent it to me, on it fairly early. Not a lot. Most comments were very complimentary. So maybe it's built up ahead of steam and it's a bit of trolling now, but yeah, it's.
Well, that Lords of Real Estate, the Fraser.
That's a good, I'll watch a bit of that.
Little Fraser.
Is that guy?
Yeah, a little man.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Lords of Real Estate is a good Lords of Property or something.
Yeah.
Instagram account. Yeah, I've been watching a bit of that. It's great. They put just some ads up as well. It's not all just videos of real estate agents being dickheads.
No, they also use the grabs where they've clearly used AI to put a fucking BMW in the in the driveway and all that sort of shit, but the car doesn't look right.
There's one I saw. I really liked it. They got this house and the plans, you know, they put the plans on realestate.com or whatever and the driveway – it's just diagrams, but there are about 8 cars in the driveway. it's advertising 8 car spots, but it's just a fucking driveway with 8 cars in it. Great. 8 lockup garage, or not really, 8 car spots.
We digress.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. As I've been let off the plane, the other passengers all began to cheer. Amy told everyone to fuck off.
There we go.
And then bowed sarcastically.
Oh, well, that's pretty great.
Bevans know this stuff instinctively. It's like sucking eggs. Sarcasm's great, but the tacky way they do it, simpletons applied, I don't think they do it properly. They're just too dumb to pull it off. I don't know. Getting placed in the police van, Thomas began kicking the Perspex door inside.
Can't be doing that, Thomas.
Didn't smash it. All that gymnasium training. Should have
told you.
Should have built up the lower body.
Told you. If he was doing leg press, he'd be fine.
No practical applications for gymnasium shit, is it? Vanity, just a booming vanity.
Well, a lot of it, if you do, functional, they call functional movements.
What? What are the benefits of getting fucking massive?
No, not getting massive, but there is training where you're doing functional movement versus.
Yeah, you're keeping fit
doing
to stay
beach body
alive.
Shit.
I get it.
Yeah.
But the vanity part of it. Yeah. I mean, our duopoly supermarket system's loving it. Consumption is up. You got to put a lot of fucking food to make biceps and breasts on men. They both said they were surprised when police rocked up as they were served alcohol all flight. Didn't realise how drunk they were.
Turn it back on them, smart.
Their defence used the fact that they both have kids.
Oh.
To try to get them out of jail. Not together. Get out of jail times. There would be significant and harmful impact on other people if the pair were sent to prison.
So hold on, this is a couple.
Yeah, they're together, but they've got separate kids.
Ah, okay. Yep.
They're in their 40s.
Yeah.
So, Manchester, probably separate grandkids.
The other
The Maybe other their half, grandkids know each other.
The other halves must be pretty wrapped.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's yet another thing grandparents have to look to, don't they?
Yeah, if like if my missus left and hooked up with someone and then that person had left their partner and then they'd committed a crime, I would have to reach out to that, to the former partner. You go, huh, no, we don't talk, but fucking this is pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you meant reach out and help out.
No. Your ex's new partner's ex. You'd have to reach out to them.
Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. You go, yeah, hey, have a squeeze of this. Fucking dodged a bullet.
I reckon the grandparents would be the ones suffering there. Like your fucking lowy kids going to jail and you're looking after grandkids again, raising more kids. I mean, people do it anyway without going to jail. People working on their ambitions rather than parenting, just fucking palm kids off on grandparents. They both pleaded guilty to being drunk on an airplane. They were each sentenced to 4 months prison, suspended for 18 months.
We should call that Dierks Bentley now. Just call it the Dierks Bentley, drunk on a plane. He's the singer, isn't he? He took it off Instagram, so he can't use.
Yeah, right.
Well, I assume he put out a song that's a fucking cracking song.
Yeah.
But he must only get tagged in people stories about people drunk on a plane or people drinking on a plane. And he's like, ah.
As an artist, can you take your song off?
Yeah, I think
Instagram,
you can.
And Spotify and what have you, or someone just puts it
TikTok.
Up.
TikTok. Universal just took down all of their acts off TikTok.
Right.
So no, and that was like Taylor Swift included.
Why don't they take off Spotify, put their money where their mouth is? That'd start fucking them up. Is that prick? That Spotify guy's got more money than God.
Elk. Yeah.
He's never made a thing. Never contributed a fucking thing.
Middleman stuff.
Just, yeah, gross. They're also ordered to pay 340 GBP each and to carry out 150 hours of unpaid work, which can include going to AA or some shit these days, as discussed.
Yeah.
Like when I kick the shit out of three nerds at a pub, get community service, and they say, physio on the foot, you're broke, with their faces on, that'll do. Don't worry about soup kitchens and picking up papers on the highway at an emu parade. Just fucking look after yourself.
Yeah, you pulled a muscle in your back trying to throw one of them into a river.
Fucking hell. Work on you, mate. Comments under the article.
Oh. As expected.
Finish up on this. Tyrone has diagnosed the problem immediately. Typical northerners. Drunk benefits scroungers.
So, right.
There we go. God of all creation has commented from Jerusalem, so if could be, name and nature. Northern folk on planes with alcohol is always a recipe for disaster. They've only just got used to cars and indoor toilets, let alone modern technology. That's an out-and-out slur coming from God himself.
I do like it kicking off with northern folk.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It does give it a funner tinge to
that. Well, the like people are down on
fucking Bevan, you know.
People are down on the north over there. It's not too dissimilar to here. A lot of bigotry headed in the way of the Sunshine State.
And you won't stand for that.
Oh, no, I participate a bit, yeah. My old boss does a fair bit to me, actually, especially around origin time.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. You fucking banjo playing, hit fucking pieces of shit, like right in.
Yeah.
Hates them. apparently, Amy became brown bread.
Oh, no.
A month later. And
Stefan.
So just heard beach. You're doing
mashups, eh? under tragic and unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, fuck.
After she went away again on another holiday. No details available, which indicates it's not great. On the plus side, no way she's getting through 150 hours of community service in a month. So,
she's come out of
and fit in another overseas holiday within a month.
I wonder if that gets handed down to the kids or something.
Like in the estate.
Parents' debt. Picking up papers, kids. 110 hours worth.
As soon as you can walk, you're straight on the highway picking up chip packets. Still appears on the website of a hair salon she worked at as a director. Maybe they're having trouble letting go.
You got to let me know if something grim like this happens at the end so I don't pile on so hard.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to see what you see how judgmental you really are on people. You never know when they'll redeem themselves by stopping existing. I know somebody who died and his partner left the voice of the deceased on the answering machine. It was fucking weird.
Oh.
Like, it's just, kind of, it was weird ringing it up.
Yeah.
But it's not about me, is it? Even though most things are.
Just the first message that he hit. Yeah. I thought you were dead. What's this? I went to your funeral. Now you're on the answering machine. Fuck off.
Not you. Not fuck off. You just fuck off in general, yeah.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want to support us, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for early access video, full video apps, early access to live tickets for the shows we've got in Melbourne and Perth coming up. Heggy's on tour. Grogan, stand-up tour going all over the joint this year.
Probably Adelaide as we speak. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, round about now I'll be in Adelaide fucking doing it tough. Come along if you're there.
LukeHeggy.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.